Warning!
The root!
I already know what you did to his brother, Ding.
You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal
Dinga.
Controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more day of yours truly. Wayne is still down there in Mar-a-Lago, and he'll be flying back to Vegas anytime. And he'll be back in the big seat tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Again, around the hailstorms that plagued him yesterday, but he's all right, and that's a good thing. Again, across the entire country, wherever you might be, again, I wish you guys the best, and hopefully you guys have been listening to the USA Radio Network all day and every day, and I'm glad that you're with us tonight. I do have a great show in store for you, man. I have been trying to secure this one specific guest, and we finally got him tonight. Again, he's an author and a scholar. Thomas Kranewitter will join us in the second hour towards the bottom, and this guy is about as good as it gets. So I don't know how long we'll keep him on. We'll keep him on for as long as he's willing to stay on, but I think you're going to enjoy that. And again, like I said, he is a scholar and a professor and a teacher, so we'll chat about what's going on around America and general stuff with him. Coming up before that, the Heritage Foundation's Giancarlo Canaparo, Tony D'Angelo from my own home state here, my own morning show. Michael Letts, who is a former police officer, has the sad story of actually shooting a young boy who ended up pointing a gun at him, and his story is coming up at you guys during the third hour. And then our friends from the Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services, Craig and Thor, will join us, talk about a new event that they've got going on, again, all for veterans. So we'll do that tonight as, again, we embark on a big Tuesday afternoon / evening, depending upon where you're listening. I wanted to go in a different direction. Well, I want to do one thing first. I was watching some of the Supreme Court nominee hearings today. And God, the senators just love to hear themselves talk. And I know I've talked about my own United States Senator often, Dick Blumenthal. Blumenthal got in front of the cameras today and does what Blumenthal normally does, which is talk about himself. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, is this for real? Here's a guy who's supposed to be asking questions of the potential Supreme Court justice, and instead he's telling everybody about how he was instrumental in this, that, or the other, and he argued cases before the Supreme Court, and he this and he that. I mean, I'm just over these guys and gals. I mean, they're so egocentric. They're so self-absorbed. And I told you, I will bet paycheck to paycheck against Dick Blumenthal that he can't come within $2 of what a gallon of milk costs. My paycheck against yours, right now, on the table. That goes for half of the other members of the United States Senate. And speaking of money, I don't want to talk necessarily about Ukraine right off the bat. I wanted to talk about something else tonight. I wanted to talk about capitalism and how capitalism is superior to every other ism as it pertains to money-making around the globe. So capitalism, there is really no alternative to capitalism. Human beings are motivated by self-interest. It's that simple. The human mind is the ultimate source of wealth and creativity. That's where productive ideas come from. Ingenuity, brilliance comes from the human mind. We can create when we're given the freedom to do so. Everyone has the incentive to build, to create, to better their own life under capitalism. Capitalism promotes freedom. It's the only system which protects individual rights, freedoms, and that includes property rights. The most basic freedom is the freedom to make choices. Capitalism promotes choice. It promotes the ability of people to decide what they want to do, what they want to buy, how much they want to buy, where they want to live, how they want to work, if they want to work. That's capitalism. The removal of simple choices reduces freedom. The removal of all choices is slavery. True capitalism is absolute freedom. I make, I create something. I set the value for that something. You can buy it, you cannot buy it. It's up to you. It's simple. It's logical. Those who build a better mousetrap become more successful. This is not rocket science. Capitalism promotes equality, not equity, equality. Equality of the opportunity, that's the anthem. That's the backbone of capitalism. People will never be wholly equal, right? Some people are smarter than other folks. Some people are better looking than other people. Some people are physically stronger. You make your way in this life with the gifts that God gave you, period. Capitalism rewards those who have built or become something more than maybe what their exterior gives them. People can change their income through their own efforts. If you're lazy, the chances are you're not going to make tens of millions of dollars. Maybe you're lucky and lazy and you get it. But lazy people, sort of like the tide, in and out, and you know, wherever the wind blows, that's where they go. But if you're nose to the grindstone with a great idea and a great work ethic, you can make whatever you want. Capitalism is simple. Freedom to choose with respect to consumption, production. Think about that. During and in capitalism, I don't tell you what to buy, what not to buy. It's up to you. If you don't want to buy my product, don't. If you want 10 of them, buy 10. I'm not telling you. I'm not holding a gun to your head. Poverty, by the way, is a natural state of humans. You realize that. It's only been in the last 100 years that, or a little more than that, we've actually overcome brutal poverty. Like living in absolute squalor, living literally day to day, hand to mouth. It's only been since the late 1800s, even probably less than that. So that's where sort of we want to revert to. Only capitalism can lift the masses. The world has become more prosperous again in the last 100 years than any time in history. Life is so much easier now. Think about this. How much your life is easier today than it was maybe even 30 years ago. Maybe more stressful today. But just the ease, internet action, just students. We used to have encyclopedias. Now you Google it. End of story. I mean, that's just one of many things. There's so many other things that technology and brilliance has sort of attributed to making your life easier. Mortal enemies of capitalism are socialism, communism, fascism, Nazism, absolute monarchies, military dictatorships, theocracies, or welfare states. Those are the mortal enemies of capitalism. Capitalism is the type of economic system in which trade and industry are driven by private owners and the individual rather than the government. When the government gets involved, it mucks everything up. You know, it's worth noting that before the government created the welfare state, the poor, by the way, were taken care of through mutual aid. Right? Mutual aid societies got together and they raised money or they got clothes or food and they gave it to folks who were, let's say, quote unquote, less fortunate. And that's how it was fixed. Nowadays, right? If you're lazy, if you're a lazy slob and you don't really want to work, you don't have to. You can do fine laying on the couch all day. You might not have a yacht. You might not have a mansion. You might not have a fancy Cadillac, but you're not going to starve. America won't let you starve. Uh-uh. No. We've now become the nanny state. We make sure that everybody has a certain minimum of everything. Now, I don't want anybody to starve. I don't want anybody to be hungry. I don't want anybody to be outside in the cold. I don't want anybody to have that. But I also don't want to have you take from me to give to somebody who is lazy. That's not acceptable to me. If you're somebody who has a mental deficiency or physical defect or something where you know you can't work or Maybe you've gotten to a certain age and you're older. And I don't have a problem taking care of those folks. That's what human beings, that's human nature. And that's actually what capitalism does. Capitalism actually promotes charity. We're the most charitable country on the planet. Why? Because we have the most wealth. Why? Because we're capitalists, right? Nobody in, again, Nicaragua is they're not digging in their pockets giving money to charities. No, they're eating zoo animals in El Salvador. That's what's happened in other parts of the world. So when people knock capitalism or don't understand it, these are the words I say. You just don't get it. If you haven't lived in a different country, you don't get it. I have. Right? This is still the greatest country in the history of the world, at least in recorded history. And we're amazing.